It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Mike Wills Podcast. Today is, I don't even know, the 23rd of June, Tuesday. Tuesday, June 23rd. 2020. What the hell's going on here? Oh, they're just getting their mail. Never mind. There was a Cadillac. It looked like their nose is half in the ditch. No, they just were getting their mail. How is everything going for you? Still working from home, still doing all that fun stuff. I'm on my way for another trip to Menards to get stuff, for the fence and for me. I'm just trying to read all this stuff and understand what all this means. In the mail today, I got my first QSL card. It's cool. N3LFC sent me a QSL card. It's got a, I'll call it old Jeep, but it kind of looks like, on the front cover, or the front of it. kind of cool. And I haven't even, my brain's not working. I haven't even made it any up yet. I've been in the process of it. I have the picture picked out, a really nice picture of Minneopa Falls here in the Mankato area. I am very much a scenery type person, so that's what I'm going to do. I have found you can, a lot of them I have found, they're verging on cheesy, I think is what how I'll call that. It gets the job done. but I really like the postcard look too, like this one here. I think that might be what I'm going to do. I was going to try and self-make them, but I forgot the price, but you can order them from a company. They'll print them out on nice glossy cardstock like that for you, and it's like, you know, that might be worth it. So, but it is kind of cool to get one of these. I will try and take a picture and include it on the post today, just so you can kind of get an idea of what it looks like. what is a QSL card? Well, you know, back in the day when you didn't have all these computer-based systems, you need a way to confirm that you actually made contact with someone. So the idea of the system was that you send what? Oh, they're redoing the blacktop. Oh, that's cool. Sorry, distracted again. One of the, I got distracted. back in the day, they had all these fun computer programs that self-certificate sign and all that stuff. Really, all you had to do was mail these cards to people. And then I'm not quite sure how, but with contests and stuff, I think you had to actually physically mail the cards in to qualify for the contest. But otherwise, you know, that's your proof of that you made contact with each other. Really kind of fun, ultimately. And I knew that's one thing that would be coming up. I just haven't gone around to doing that yet. I don't know why I drove this way, I guess. I took a wrong turn way back when I first started this. Oh, well. So I will take a picture of that, attach it to this post. It's kind of fun, kind of neat. When I get mine made up, I'll probably do the same thing. But, that's where I was going with that. As you could imagine, if you start thinking about it, it's a very slow process. And obviously, U.S. to U.S. mail goes pretty quick. Where you start to have the problems are when you start going overseas. And drastically slows things down. Now, yeah, you could mail it to Timbuktu yourself, and they will send and pay the full price. I have no idea how much postage is for something like that. People do international mails, probably knows. There's a cost to that. And then a lot of times, at least what the book says, and I don't know how much of a practice it is, but in the envelope, you throw a green stamp in there to hopefully ensure that you get a card back. Well, what is a green stamp? I don't remember the dimensions, but it's kind of sort of looks like a dollar bill or $10 bill or whatever, because it is a $10, right? Like it is a bill of some sort. I can't imagine it's a dollar anymore. I bet probably a five or something like that. You know, you're basically giving away money, hoping that they mail back a QSL card to you. So, yeah, fun stuff. So that was kind of neat. That was not the topic when I had in mind hit record, but I stopped the mailbox and boom, there it was. We are doing field day. So hip hip hooray. And I gotta confirm I can go yet because I really want to. I think I've told this story already. I don't remember. I have a few that I think I found on sitting on Auphonic that hasn't been processed yet. I don't even know what the content is on them anymore. So I gotta go through and figure out what I gotta publish and not, and get caught up. I know I haven't recorded every day, but I've done several episodes twice in one day. So I'm probably with hanging along right in there with Jay at about 90 recorded episodes. Some just may not have ever been published. So traffic is lighter than normal, I would say, but there's still quite a bit. So, as far as normalcy goes, it's starting to feel a little more normal that in that respect. My brain was going somewhere and I lost it. Oh, and my never-ending adventure with my antenna that's been misbehaving. I don't remember if I'm sure I have recorded one of those I haven't released yet. Who knows, this might be in that same bin. Not because I didn't want to, but because I forgot. I've been having problems with my antenna where it would, the SWR would start going crazy the more I transmit. And sometimes I can turn on the radio and boom, it's right there, high, full power. Issues, and then the next time I do it, I don't have any issues. So, at least for a little bit. So, I am pretty sure My thought is, and really should have it anyway, is this thing called the common mode choke. That common mode goes on the outer layer of your coax. It could be stuff that's from your antenna that's been transmitting. It could be from unknown millions of other sources out in the real world that are putting really RFI on your coax that you don't want. If you ever turn on your car stereo and all you hear is static, well, that is all of the millions and millions of pieces of equipment that's interfering and causing you to have some sort of a static interference. That's RFI, is your static. It's not really anything, but it's everything. Crap, I do need gas. I'll have to get it when I leave. So that is what I think I am battling. That piece should be here, I think, tomorrow. I did funny thing as the Facebook group I'm in where this on this particular antenna. A couple other people have been doing some talking about this exact same thing, common mode chokes and where to put them and stuff. Like, I don't have one. Let's get that up. Let's see if that's my issue. Because there's no use trying to make changes when you have lots of other factors. It's just like troubleshooting your computer or really anything freaking technology these days. You have 3-4 problems. Well, you try and fix one, but really it was another thing that was causing the problems, and the first thing really wasn't a problem. So take the thing that I know I need in order to operate, even though I have had no problems directly other than a buzzing my ears, eliminate that issue. So then when I come back to it, hopefully it resolves it. It's my hope, or not as bad, or I'm not sure. I'm hoping for a miracle here. Let's be honest. So get that troubleshooted and or troubleshot and going. There's a couple minor things I could do in the transformer that people are recommending. Again, I'm not going to do anything until after I get. Sorry, I got distracted by a truck with, I don't know if they're naked, but you definitely see nipples. I don't know. Weird people. It's faded, so. Is it a chick driving too? It is. Interesting. Probably not hers. Who knows? I always like to make stories about people. So, I'm battling that. Today, the bands have been actually dead. And you'll get that on HF where everything just kind of skips over you. Maybe the sun is just right, or the atmosphere is just right, or who knows. So I pretty much had the radio turned off all day until I did get slow scan TV going at one point. I haven't received anything yet, but I figure that is a good way to just kind of leave it running. Got the Raspberry Pi running. so I can my brain is not working. So I can capture anything that might be out there. I think it's working. I don't know if it's working because I haven't received anything. I did hear several pictures being sent out. But because I didn't have it running, I couldn't capture them. And because I don't have... and I can't... It's catch 22. I think you catch where I'm going. I don't know if it's working because there has been a transmit, but there has been a transmitted, so I don't know if... Or I can't make sure it's working because there's nothing been transmitted or whatever the hell that works. Okay, I'm just talking the talk now, and I'm now stopped, so I can officially touch my phone and stop the recording. So thanks, everyone, as always, for listening, and I will talk to you next time. 7-3, everybody.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.